I've always really wanted to see the greenhouse over there, but it's always closed when I'm here.
Let's go.
What?
Why not?
Let's go.
It's locked. Well, we tried and no one can blame us.
One sec.
You can pick locks.
A wasted youth.
A fantastic youth? You're teaching me how.
Next loop.
I'll hold you to that.
You just sort of feel around. There's a tension.
You keep a spare padlock in your purse for lockpick practice.
For boring boss fights. When I'm out of data. I've run out of data on about my second Google of the month.
I cross-stitch. This month, at least. I'm not very good at commitment.
Ah.
I'm sorry, that's not a very good thing to say on a first date, is it?
Ugh. Is this still a first date?
I like being able to do things. It's an asset, okay? All right? It's an asset. It's cross-stitching this month, and I think it's maybe about to be surfing, or these dinosaurs might reawaken something in me. I haven't had a research-heavy interest in a while, and I miss it, but last month it was watercolors, and the month before it was unicycling, and my whole apartment is discarded projects, but it's not... I don't give them up, I don't abandon them, I just...
You just put them down. Do you pick them up again later?
Sometimes. Sometimes they just... I know they happened. I know how to make a chainmail with pliers and wire. I know a dozen phrases in a dozen languages of a dozen places I've never been. But I can make witty banter about costuming and historical dramas. I can say please and thank you in Thai when I order my tonkatsu. And that's worth it. I'm happy. This is not the library on fire?
God damn it, Connie! This is not a
drill. Have you ever seen a cuter cactus? Look at them! That is adorable! They're so round! I want to hug them! But spikes...
I'd advise against it.
But you do understand the urge?
I understand the urge.
They're so cute!
You could hug me. Instead. If you wanted.
Much less spiky.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
So if you were hallucinating a date, I'm what you would conjure up? Was this a nightmare sort of hallucination or a daydream sort?
What?
Back when we first looped, you thought I might be a hallucination. You were very firm about it. So was it that I'm the sort of person you'd be afraid Paula would set you up on a horrendous blind date with? Or was I what you were hoping for?
It hasn't been horrendous. Just peculiar.
That tells me how it's been for you, not how you expected it to go.
I expected to step on your toes, physically and metaphorically, offend your ancestors, burst into tears in the desert garden, maybe have a panic attack in a bathroom stall, and then go home and eat Fruit Loops in my pajamas. Haven't gotten there yet, to be honest.
You didn't expect anything about me?
Paula likes you. But Paula likes most people. Paula thought you would like me. But Paula thinks everyone will like everyone she likes. I didn't want to anticipate. I didn't want to disappoint myself. I wanted to stay home and eat Fruit Loops in my pajamas, to be honest.
Big dreams.
What about you? What did you expect when Paula said she was setting you up with one of her TAs?
At first, I was worried a little bit about cradle robbing, to be honest. But she told me that you were...
a late bloomer?
That you put other people first, and it means that sometimes your own dreams get put aside.
Oh. Oh, shit, is that a pterodactyl flying?
I wonder if that's an illusion, or if they're possessing an animatronic, or... is Roy going to shoot it? What the... yes, 3 bottles of champagne, please.
Excuse me, miss, but is that food...
Fuck! I thought we would be safe for a picnic tucked away in the bushes. This...
miss! Saved by the pterodactyl.
Never thought that was a sentence I'd hear in real life.
Wanna try to get closer to it next round? Hobby you ever picked up?
Spearfishing was kind of intense. It was free diving spearfishing. Like, you hold your breath. Most expensive was... got really into Broadway for a bit. Spent a winter in New York. They have seasons there, you know?
I did my undergrad in Michigan, so I've met a real winter or two.
Why did you drop out from Paula's cohort? Why did you come back to grad school after all this time?
It's what I've always wanted to do, but my grandfather got sick and he needed someone, and...
are your parents...
Mom's still around, but she's not the caretaking type. And I didn't want to leave him in hands that weren't... he deserved something kind at the end there. I owed that to him, at least. But he passed last year.
I'm sorry.
Me too. It's hard. I put my life on pause for him, but I wish... I'm so glad to be back at school, back on that path, and it makes me feel guilty.
It sounds like you did everything you could for him.
Thanks. I tried.
Come on, I think this calls for another champagne, Luke.
All right, okay, I think it does.
We've swum in the Chinese tea garden pond.
Rode the pterodactyl.
Hugged a cactus.
So inadvisable. Napped on the fancy old beds.
Also inadvisable. Those were such bad beds.
Thank the Lord for memory foam. I love the future. This is not the way dates are supposed to go. We're supposed to say hello and learn first names and share 6 or 7 interesting facts each and go on our way and decide what to do for next time. Next time isn't supposed to be this time. Every time. I really want a next time with you.
Let's have one, then.
What?
Come on! Let's go find Constantinople and get off this ride.
Hello, Beau of Annabelle, my dearest of friends. Did you know that these aren't actual dinosaur bones? They're just plaster casts. Very disappointing.
Oh, did you read it on a sign?
A what? No, the necromancy spell didn't work.
It didn't? Because I swear we saw a pterodactyl. Roy the security guard shot it? Annabelle yelled at him.
I didn't yell.
You yelled a little.
It was a dinosaur. Flying. And he shot it.
No, no necromancy. It was just a standard inanimate animation. It had no soul.
Anything can have a soul if you believe hard enough and name it.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Garrett. Let's call him Sparta.
Sparta the Victorious, our son.
I'd hate to be the one changing those diapers.
So, Connie, which dinosaur do you think would be the best one to ride?
Oh, should we spend a loop finding out? We should definitely spend a loop finding.
No, come on. Some of us need to get some sleep.
Huh? No, your limbic systems and everything are resetting with each loop. Your body shouldn't be getting more tired.
But our souls are. Come on, kid.
Aren't you enjoying your time?
Yes, but you know what they say. All good things must come to an end.
They say that?
For almost 700 years.
Human culture is just so fascinating. I could listen to you talk about it all day. In fact, I do on the regular. That's why I chose to study above. Well, that and the queen, she's such a stickler for things, and I just wasn't appreciated there.
She has no idea what she's missing, bud.
The end, Connie. What do we need to do to end this?
And why are you doing this anyway?
Because the queen needs this painting. She likes it a lot, and it's kind of hers. She's supposed to have things that look like her. So I thought I could get it to her. I mean, it's so convenient, right there, unprotected, more or less. Shouldn't be hard. Just a few more tries. Can't throw me out for spending all my time on Earth once I fulfill a royal decree.
Sir Istanbul Constantinople York Esquire.
Someday we have some long interviews to do about all of that.
So, Connie, what do we need to do to get you what you need?
Well, it's been close a couple times. We've gotten the painting out and Terrence has kept them unaware. I just haven't been able to nab the Walden manuscript for you without getting caught, but I think I can try the book first this time. That almost worked. If I throw some vines through the basement to trip up the cameras.
The book for me? Connie? Are you the one who's been taking the Walden manuscript?
Of course. You said you liked Walden.
Connie, stealing is one thing, but don't make me an accomplice to this. I don't want to owe you for this.
Oh, no. It's a gift. You won't owe me anything. It's a friend gift.
That's very kind of you, but...
But a traditional human friend gift is getting an overpriced replica of it from the gift shop.
Wouldn't you prefer the real thing? A replica just doesn't carry the same aura. And something throwaway would disgrace the very name of gift. Dishonor to you, dishonor to me.
Dishonor to your cow, we all get it. But much as I love sweeping gestures, Con, it sounds like Annabelle is helping us all the main quirk on our path. Perhaps we could follow her wish?
An excellent point, Gareth, my friend.
It should belong to everyone. Which isn't the case here, you have to pay to get in, but this isn't how I want to fix that.
You don't want a gift? I thought that's what... Friends, are we not...
Connie, I am your TA and your friend, and I am telling you, as both of these things, for the good of our friendship and our theoretical futures and our sanity, you don't have to give me anything. I am very happy being your friend, just like we were and will be. No gifts needed.
Were oranges named for the color or the other way around?
Attaboy, Connie.
I promise you we'll look it up as soon as we're done. So, painting?
Painting!
Which painting?
That one.
That one out of all the paintings for the queen to need? She needs the one right at the front of the gallery, guarded by your favorite Your Breath Smells Like Oatmeal guard?
Roy! With the cute watch! Nice guy.
It's smaller than I expected.
Yep, that's the one. Commissioned by the queen herself, just under 500 years ago.
It says here that it was discovered in an abandoned shack 30 years ago with other priceless... Oh. This is the queen's painting.
Yep, that's what I said.
So does Roy, our security guard friend, just stand there? Or does he take breaks or walk the building or anything?
when he's not harassing patrons about their cookies.
Ugh, I've watched him for so many cycles now, and he never leaves that spot.
Except to harass us.
Oh, he's not that bad. He's had a hell of a day, too.
Truly a curious creature, never strays, and will absolutely need to be distracted if we're ever going to get that painting. Otherwise, it's just, excuse me, sir, but you're not allowed to touch the paintings or remove them from the premises. And I'm sorry, but I may need to call security because of protocol. Fire doesn't work, they just set off alarms, and he stands there until everyone else is evacuated from the building. Reanimated dinos don't work because he doesn't have the sense not to shoot them out of the sky.
Carter, rest in peace.
While apologizing profusely about it and still somehow manages to watch the room. I mean, he could have just not shot them. And where did he even get the gun? I swear he didn't move from that spot. Strange smells and weird liquids don't faze him. Trust me, I've tried. They just prompt him to talk into his weird talkie thingy and other people arrive and take care of it. Loud noises get a shush and an almost stern look, but nothing more. Inexplicable magical stuff barely gets a reaction. I had floating balls of light, and he just kind of blinked and muttered and continued scanning the room. In fact, the only time I've seen him not on total alert was...
was when he was harassing us about our cookies.
Do you still have those cookies?
Yep.
Hey, my magic cookies.
You gave me magic cookies.
I wouldn't have been magic if you weren't here when I set the spell. You were supposed to be on campus, doing TA things. I didn't realize TAs left campus.
Well, shall we have a snack?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Mix?
Mix?
My title.
Oh, sorry, Mix, but I'm afraid, well, did you see the signs when you were coming in?
What signs?
Well, they're right over there, and...
do you think you could show me? Because I could swear that we're allowed to snack outside. I saw people feeding the ducks just a few minutes ago.
Well, yes, but I'm going to have to ask you to put your cookies away. I'm really sorry to do this, but outside food is not allowed on the premises. If other guests are feeding the waterfowl...
but I am really interested in the signs. Clear signage is so important for maintaining order, and I'm simply shocked that I could have missed such a thing.
Mix, please, I need you to put those cookies away, or I will be forced to remove you from the premises.
This
sorry.
Is not a drill. I repeat.
Oh my goodness, is that the fire alarm? Are those vines climbing up the building?
Is that pterodactyl
this
moving? Excuse me, Mix. Duty calls.
I repeat, this
Sparta lives!
I hate all of you.
Run! Take my hand! Oh, I only have two right now. Take each other's hands! Quick! Annabelle, take Sasha's! Yes, good!
Do we need to for the spell to work?
No. You two just seem really sweet together.
Fantastic! We did it!
Connie? Why is it nighttime?
Because we landed, feels like 67 hours in the past. Oh, that's very nice, actually.
Very nice?
Last time I tried something like this, we landed 12 years in the future. But it was the 1870s, so we didn't miss much.
We could have... Is there anything else we should know about this time travel business?
Just don't run into your past selves. Paradoxes are a nasty business. That's why we usually try to overshoot to the future.
Are we talking nasty headache, or...
world ending.
Oh, look. We brought Sparta through, too.
Are we done? I'm done. See you all never.
See you at 10 a.m. for Anthro 102, Mr. Remington.
I'm dropping your fucking class. Anthropology is the worst.
And good riddance.
Connie, Gary, did you drag that nasty little squirt along just to try to get him out of your hair?
The Fae work in mysterious ways.
Thanks for all your help, friends. Annabelle, tell me about oranges tomorrow.
Hey, you want to get out of here? I'm a little tired of dinosaurs.
I've got Fruit Loops at my place. And previous me is at an academic conference in Denver until this morning. Or for the next 65 hours, however you want to think about it, so...
Sounds perfect.
Big Gay Dino Date was written by V. Sidus, Grace Lee, E.J. Lomax, and Adam Rubin, and edited by V. Sidus and E.J. Lomax. Annabelle was played by Jennifer Mace. Sasha was played by V. Sidus. Paula was played by M.A. Roy was played by Alexandra Roland. Connie was played by Jeremy Glick. Gareth was played by Gabe S. Terrence McAmazon Remington was played by Adam Rubin. Some Things Get Brighter was written and performed by Grace Lee and Adam Rubin. Sound effects referenced in the description.
Some things get brighter and some things are lighter. Things just keep on changing throughout this ride. I say we develop these photos, these relics we won't know.